know more about what matters in your life because you listen to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jenna Barr. 9 till 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The opinions expressed on this edition of Pensacola Expert Panel are not necessarily those of News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, but rather the opinions of the sponsor, UWF Alumni Association.
Well, good morning. Good morning. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Happy Thursday to you. We have a lot more to cover here on the Pensacola Expert Panel in the next 20 minutes, so we're going to get to it. But first, before I go ahead and make introductions, I want to invite you into this conversation. This is very special. We are very proud here in Northwest Florida to have University of West Florida and call that our local university and have students from all over the world come to be a part of the amazing educational programs that UWF offers. And that's not possible without money. And so I'm really excited today. We're going to be talking to the University of West Florida Foundation. But first, I want to hear from you, 850-437-1620. I want to see your Argo love. Yes, show off your green and your blue. Show me your favorite shirt. Show me even if your dog is wearing his favorite shirt, his Argos gear. We'd love to hear from you. Maybe you are a UWF alumni and you're just super proud. That makes me happy. And so I want to go ahead and introduce, so first, Director of Development for the University of West Florida Foundation, Robin Zimmer. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm super excited to meet you and hear about all the amazing things that the foundation offers. And then also Brett Berg, you're the Assistant Vice President. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
I am glad too. We have mutual friends and it just makes me even happier because now we just all became friends. And that's really, you know, what the foundation is about too, is getting friends all together to support this incredible university that we have access to in Northwest Florida. So I want to go ahead and kick it off. Robin, I'll have you start. Why don't you share the history of the UWF Foundation and the mission behind it?
Okay. Well, thank you so much for having us today. As you said, we are here representing the University of West Florida Foundation. And pretty much our job is to help raise money to support all the amazing things that are going on at the university. People obviously first think of students, student scholarships. That is the bulk of what we do. That is the bulk of what the money that people donate goes towards, is to support all of our students and all the academic programs. But we also do a lot more in the community. You will hear and see UWF's logo and name on things all over, especially in the downtown area. We have our downtown historic trust area, which involves a number of different parts. A lot of people don't realize, but the Pensacola Museum of Art is also part of UWF. So we raise funds to support what's going on downtown as well as on campus. And another huge piece, which I will let Brett talk more about because he is the number one Argo fan, is our athletics programs.
Okay. So what do you want to share more about?
Yeah, basically, you know, obviously for us, the university is the only university in the panhandle that's your local university.
We're so, throwing down some words today.
For us, it's all about, you know, we are our community and our community is us. So
that
we really
so
try and make sure we let people know that. And, you know, we were created to provide an opportunity for all the students in the panhandle to have a place to go and get a college education and become, get that university degree. So we're excited about that. And obviously part of that, to become a more traditional and complete university, we started an athletic program and started to add some sports. And one of those sports that we've added recently is football. And football, we felt like, you know, we didn't add football just for the sake of having football. It was really about continuing to create a reason to connect alumni back to the university, to connect students to their university, to create school spirit, and really create a way for the community to get behind UWF and cheer for UWF and get excited about their hometown university. So football's been a great addition to our sporting offerings, and we're pretty excited to have it. And then obviously, not only did we start it thanks to donors in our community, we've had some great success and been to the national championship game twice and won a national championship in only 4 years of playing football. So it's been a pretty cool story.
That is too cool. It kind of just shows just the roots of it. And I don't know, the charisma behind the students that love the school too. And so having the foundation pretty much is supporting all the fun we get to have. Is that what you guys are telling me?
Is that the what's learning happening? And the fun. Yes.
The learning, which is most important, yes, but having fun and passion behind it and something to be proud of too. It just doesn't come from nothing. You know, I know that when people kind of look at schools, they're like, oh, it's all coming from tuition. The students are paying for all that. But no, the foundation exists. Does it help alleviate some of the costs when it comes to students being able to attend such a great university?
Yeah, very much so. I mean, for us, you know, the university is there to support the community and provide offerings, but a lot of the things we do wouldn't be possible without donor support. So having donors step up and help us and assist us to make some of these things happen, we would not have a football team without our community getting behind it and supporting that. A lot of the students at UWF who are on scholarship would not have those scholarship funds and be able to go to school. We have a large percentage of students who are Pell Grant eligible and or they come from socioeconomically disadvantaged background and wouldn't be able to afford to go to college. They just wouldn't. The first time in college from their family, and they would not have the funds to be able to go to school. So the number one thing we probably get people to support us on is scholarship money, because they want to see somebody get that education. That's one of the things that we like about our job, is we basically help people have a better life. So that's what the university is all about, is to create a better life for our community and for people from all over the world that come in here and send them out to have a better life by getting that college degree. That the college degree on average, they say, will get you about $1.4 million more in salary than a person without a college degree. So we feel like there's value in that degree. We want you to get it, be successful, and be able to use it for the rest of your life.
That is so good. And I love that, because it also shows the love of the community. I feel too, when you have a foundation supporting a university, that people want to see individuals and students thrive and become thriving adults and active community members too. So then eventually they can pour back into future students, right? It kind of is like, I don't want to call it the circle of life, because that's not it, right? That might come off the wrong way. But the circle of success. How about we call it that?
Sure.
And so I love that too, because there's a lot of students, like you mentioned, Brett, that they cannot afford. They're getting out of high school here and they're thinking, oh, I have to go to work first. I'm going to save up all this money and I'm going to do this. And then later on down the road, you know, maybe I'll get to this. And then they don't know the opportunities out there. Does the foundation offer answers, you know, to students coming out of high school, right? Or they're in their senior year now and they're wondering, what are the options? Because I want to do something with my life. I want to be successful. Can they reach out to the foundation and ask questions about those scholarships or what to apply for?
So we work very closely with financial aid and admissions. So they're really the hub for those type of questions. But we are daily basis talking with them about how the money that donors are giving us can then be converted directly to those students. So there's a scholarship portal that students can search for and see what scholarships they may be eligible for.
Yeah.
But again, people that have questions, financial aid is definitely the number one place to go. We can assist as well, but they know all the information way more than we do about the particulars on applying for the scholarships and receiving them.
Okay, very good. Hey, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. It's just about 10:45 here on this beautiful Thursday morning. A little chilly. We're hanging out with the UWF Foundation. We have Robin Zimmer here and Brett Berg. We are talking the amazing things that happen because of the University of West Florida Foundation. Things just don't get pulled out of the air, right? Sometimes, you know, cell phones can give us that illusion that things just magically happen. But no, a lot of things happen because of people. And so I do want to talk, and if you have a question, 850-437-1620, or you want to send in your Argos passionate fan pictures, please do that too, 437-1620. I see you. Good morning to you. Or if you're an alumni, I would love to hear from you. But I want to talk about like the foundation and just the individuals behind it. Can anybody pour into the foundation? Is it community members, or do you have to go along a certain path to be able to donate?
anyone could give, and that's one of the things that's nice for us is we don't limit to anybody. We have over 350 different funds that people can support. One of the good things about the university is it's so big and it's so broad that there's pretty much something that you can get behind and excited about. So whether that's the art museum downtown, whether that's the football team, whether that's chemistry, whether that's student scholarships, whether that's walking trails on campus, whatever that is, we have community gardens and so many different academic disciplines that you could get behind and support, that it gives people the opportunity to get behind something that they're excited about. And that's what we do, is really try and just connect people to something that they're personally passionate and excited about and they want to get behind and support. So it's nice to hear those stories of, you know, how do we support our community? How do we support our students? Not only is it scholarships, but it's also other things. You know, we have an Argo pantry. People can give to that, and that basically helps provide food or supplies to students who might have a need for that. We have ways to help students in need. Some students lose their housing and living out of a car. How do we help those students? We have an emergency fund to try and help with those people. So really try and create a network and a support system to try and help somebody not only with tuition, but also books and housing and food and everything that it takes to make sure that they're successful and ultimately finish and get that degree, because we know if they get that degree, they're more likely to be successful. So how do we get them there?
That is so powerful. And I love that, because even just from my personal story, where when I was in college and I was trying to work and do things, yeah, I ended up having no place to live and no place to go. And I did not have those options at the school that I was at. And then I had to drop out because I had to choose to work. And it was very, you get into situations you don't want to be in. And so the foundation also is there to exist to help kind of cushion when things fluctuate. And we saw it with the pandemic.
Absolutely. And we were blown away at the amount of support we got, especially through COVID, from people wanting to help our students. And so you can imagine, you have students who now everything's moved online. They may not have access to internet. They may not have a laptop. I mean, those were two of the biggest pieces that we worked together with our student dean of students office to figure out ways to make sure every student that needed one had a laptop and had access to internet, because otherwise they can't do their online courses. So pieces like that. But we were so thrilled by the response we got from the entire community of people wanting to help us in the past 2 years and help our students, especially with COVID related issues.
That's so good. And so when you're donating, if you're considering donating to UWF Foundation, it can go into your kids' future help or their friends, other kids around the community, your grandkids, your nieces and nephews. It's an education is power. We've seen it time and time again throughout history. The more educated you are, the better educated you are with a good education, which UWF offers, the better you are in life. And so I also love that on top of wanting to educate students well, giving an amazing athletic department and seeing it grow. And I maybe, you know, if you want to give us any teasers about things to come in the athletic. Oh, I see you with the brows. Okay, okay. But also supporting the students through tough times and knowing that they have somebody to fall back on and to go to, and you don't have to be embarrassed. You don't have to feel like, you know, ashamed of asking those questions or asking for help. That is so powerful. Before I hop back over to you, Brett, in the athletics department and kind of knowing maybe what to look forward to, does the foundation have a specific goal that y'all want to reach right now or something that you want to obtain?
So we are about to kick off our next capital campaign. So you'll be hearing more about that very, very soon. But there are some pretty ambitious goals within there, and that goes over the entire purview of UWF. So like we said, the biggest piece of that is scholarships. That obviously will be our bread and butter. It's always what we focus on. That is where we receive the most donations. But it includes a pretty big chunk of some goals related to cybersecurity, which is extremely important to everyone out there. Obviously, our students being trained in cybersecurity, but our Center for Cybersecurity also offers certification and support for local businesses and community members who are interested in that. So anyone in any sort of business clearly needs to know about cybersecurity. So the things like that, things like our Small Business Development Center, which helps community members all the time, and obviously athletics as well is included with that.
Yes. Okay. So shifting on over to athletics, what do we have to look forward to?
Well, this fall obviously is a fun time, and all our sports are doing really well. And our football team has been ranked number one in the country this year,
goodness.
Currently ranked number four in the country. Woo. And defending national champions still. So that's always a fun and exciting thing.
It makes
and
me so proud.
Oh, it's great. And it's a great story to know that we're national champions in our fourth season of competing. It's just unbelievable. And basically, we have two regular season games left, and then we're going into the playoffs. And we've made two playoff runs before. We're the only team in history to be 8-0 on the road in the playoffs, so we're hoping this year we actually might get a home game, because we're looking pretty good and looking steady. We have two regular season games left versus two ranked teams.
Yes.
So it's going to be tough. One on the road against a really good West Alabama team, and then on November 13th we play home against Valdosta State. So that's going to be a great— they're number two in the country.
That's—
we're number—
right.
four in the country. And they're the 2018 national champions. We're the 2019 national champions.
All right.
So it's the last two national champions playing each other. It's going to be a battle, and it should be a lot of fun.
That's something to look forward to. Mark—
yes.
your calendars. What do you know the date off the top of your head?
Yeah, it's November 13th, Saturday. It's a week from this coming Saturday. So
it's coming up.
And it's our military appreciation game. We're going to have some special things happening. We're going to have the game ball delivered by the Golden Knights, the parachute team. We're going to have displays set up outside the stadium with Army ROTC and a bunch of other groups that will be out there. So we're really looking forward to that game and celebrating our military. Obviously, here in Pensacola, we have a—
yes.
huge military background, and you know, we have great ROTC programs, Military Veterans Resource Center on campus, that do great things for all of our veterans, and we're excited to be able to highlight them during that.
Very good. Excellent. I love that. Yes, Argo pride that we love seeing, and something to look forward to. And I love that you also tip your hat and honor our military, because it is the biggest thing in our amazing town that we live in this area. Somebody texted in, and you can text in 850-437-1620. Our listener says, we are excited to see the band program with the Athletics. Mm-hmm. Tell us more about that.
Yes, we're super excited about the Argonaut Athletic Band and what they've done and how they've grown over the last couple of years. So one of the things we added football, it was like, okay, now we're going to have football. What else does that mean? And
right.
when you add a football program, usually when you add a football player, they bring 3 to 4 people with them to the university. So that helps your enrollment, it helps your payments on tuition and everything. Part of that is, you know, our cheerleading program has increased. They won the national championship last year. You have the band program that's grown, and they are now doing performances on the field. And the first year we did it, it really was, well, let's offer it and see how many people come out. They were hoping for about 30, and they had about 90 people show up for that first tryout.
So good.
And it's grown every year since then. So we're really excited about it. And that's one area where we really do need support, and we— mm-hmm. need people to give money, because we literally started with nothing. So we're still creating that program, creating uniforms, creating a performance space and a practice area, and all the instruments that go along with it. So that's an area that there's nothing like being on a fall Saturday at a college football game and hearing your fight song being played and the team run out on the field. It's a pretty cool experience. And I could tell you, from being at UWF 25 years ago and not having a fight song and not having a band and not having a football team, how it really does give you pride in your university and get you excited about, you know, what UWF is doing.
That is so good, Brett. I have to say, it is a level of pride and nostalgia all mixed together in one moment when you hear the band playing, when you get to see everyone out on the field. It really is something that brings you joy in life. And so we want to continue to carry that on and that legacy and bring the growth and bring opportunities for students, too, to showcase their talents and their abilities, because I think that is an outlet as well for them to be able to express themselves and build confidence as well.
What's cool about the band too is, like you talked about, show their skills and abilities. The majority of the students in the band are not in the music departments. Mm-hmm. They cross all degree programs, all colleges throughout the university. So it's pretty cool to sit there and look at the list of all those degrees and all the degree seeking students and where they're coming from and what they plan to do. But, you know, they might be going to get a business degree or a chemistry degree or a nursing degree, but they're also passionate about the band and have a great talent to be able to share that with the university and with our community and alumni and students and everybody else.
That is so good.
Yeah.
I absolutely love that. And hey, if you want to donate to the UWF Foundation, where can they go online?
So the easiest thing is just uwf.edu/give.
Okay.
And when you get to that site, you will see, as Brett mentioned, there's over 350 different funds you can donate to. So if you look kind of on the right of that website, you can see it's broken down by the colleges and athletics, and you can go from there and drop down and find whatever area you may want to give towards. We also have our greatest needs, which essentially is giving generally to the university. And then within the foundation, that goes towards kind of those unexpected things that come up, can be used for really anything that happens that we might need funds for.
Okay, very good. Oh, yep, I have it right here, so I'm looking at it. Mm-hmm. And it is very easy to use. It's very user-friendly to be able to go online and give. And I also, you know, I have noticed, just because, like I said, I have friends who work within the foundation. Y'all sometimes do really cool fundraisers throughout the year. Do you have one going on right now?
We do, actually. We have one in honor of the national championship team. So we have a Pin It to Win It campaign, where somebody can go online and make a gift and basically get a button that says National 2019 National Champions and a gift of $25. That money right now is designated to go to our sports medicine center. So we're planning to build a new sports medicine center on campus. So we're raising money for that, and that's a big project. When we added football and swimming and women's swimming and diving, our sports medicine center really wasn't big enough to handle the sports we had before. So we have 15 sports now, actually, and to try and provide space for all those student athletes to make sure they're getting the safety and the health checks that they need to get, we're raising money for that. So the Pin It to Win It campaign goes to that, and like I said, a $25 gift you get. We'll mail you a button to show your pride and show off that we're national champions.
Who doesn't love a good button? Yes. First of all, mm-hmm. I'd pay $50 for a button. Are you kidding me? Especially when you get to give back into something, especially so sports medicine. And I know actually a few people who have gone through the sports medicine program, and I see that it's booming with more sports that you're adding to the university. That is obviously likely to happen, but that we also know, and correct me if I'm wrong, just from past conversations, that a lot of students that go to UWF usually stay in Northwest Florida. And so it's kind of like a really cool cycle where they're studying at UWF, they're living in this area, and then they're going back in and having jobs here, and we're creating more jobs through the programs that are created at UWF. Am I right?
Yeah, definitely. And especially in certain disciplines, like if you go to the local healthcare systems, a ton of the nurses obviously have degrees from UWF. And in the two-county area, it's like 66% of all teachers have a degree from the University of West Florida. So it's amazing. You know, we were created to support our community and provide the services that are needed, and it's nice to see that we have that correlation with our community where the teachers locally here go get the degree from UWF and then go back and work here locally and support our local students.
That is so good. And we love anybody who works in medicine and our teachers. We have seen that they are heroes time and time again, and we're so thankful for them. And we're wrapping up here on the Pensacola Expert Panel, talking all things UWF Foundation. You can support our amazing University of West Florida through the foundation, giving back to students, to their futures, to future students, maybe later on down the road, your kids, your grandkids, your nieces, your nephews. You can be a part of it. Robin Zimmern has been here. Brett Berg has joined us, and I thank you so much for just the effort that you have poured in to show the love throughout the years, Brett, especially for the sports department and the athletic program. And then Robin, thank you so much for just spearheading this and being able to just help the students in the future. I appreciate so much. And I want to give one more opportunity for you to share how to go online and donate.
So the easiest way is uwf.edu/give. Excellent. You also can on that website, it has an address. If you want to send a check rather than pay with a credit card, you can do that as well.
Very good. You make it easy. Thank you so much. Go Argos.
Go Argos.
Go Argos.
Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you for joining me this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We have a fun Friday morning planned for you tomorrow, so you got to tune in at 9 a.m. Have a great day.
News, talk.